Welcome back to the program. We're going to get to the phones in 1 second, but right now we are joined by Harford County Executive David Craig. David, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Beautiful day. Nice Oriole game last night.
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to get down there this afternoon, hopefully.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody to use the bridges today because your tolls go up on Monday.
That's right, which we will be talking about in the 9 o'clock hour. Sir, you've coming out. We've been talking a lot on the program about Common Core. You were quoted a couple of days ago saying that Common Core wasn't a mistake. It was a great mistake. I was actually at the legislative roundtable up in your county a couple of weeks ago as the Board of Education was sort of explaining it to legislators and politicians. What's sort of your take on Common Core, the curriculum, and also this longitudinal data system that we've been spending a lot of time talking about? It seems like the more that parents, educators, and legislators are learning about it, the more concerned people are becoming.
And I believe they're moving in the right direction. I mean, it is a waste of money because the $16 billion that's being spent on this throughout the nation should really be spent in the classroom. And, you know, I've had some people say, you know, why are you saying this particular? But I say this is all about testing. It's not about actually teaching. That's what it should be about. And then we hear that, you know, it's the federal government saying we want this national curriculum, and then but they're going to dump it on the state and say, all right, you pay for it. And then the state says we're going to develop a new curriculum. And that implies that the curriculum that we had, you know, when the generation before us put us on the moon and were smart enough to do that, that right. Somehow we didn't have a good curriculum. I was a teacher for 34 years and assistant principal, and I've seen these things start to happen back in the 1970s when it was more about testing and so they could come up with evaluations on schools and issues like that than it was about the child themselves.
What, if any, options do the counties have on this?
Well, the counties are going to have very little option, and it is also going to hit the school boards with unfunded mandates, just as an example, and you were there. You know, it's about $1 million minimum just to put in the technology that's going to be needed, since the children can't do these tests with paper and pencil. It has to be on a computer, but it doesn't change how they take the other tests. So, and that's unfunded, and we do have some dead zones in Harford County that we've been working on. I've been putting a substantial amount of money into the infrastructure for that, for public safety issues and citizens and, you know, the economy, but we haven't finished it yet. We will be there soon. But that's one aspect. It has nothing to do with what the children are doing. And then I think you saw the way the test is going to be laid out there, is that, you know, the child could actually give the correct answer but then not get credit for it because the second response is, how did you come up with your answer? And maybe they don't quite understand how they came up with the answer. I mean, I could ask you, how far is the sun away from us? And it's 93 million miles. Well, how did you come up with that answer? Well, I just knew it.
Doesn't matter. It's 93 million miles.
Yeah, well, that is exactly right. But if you just knew it, how do you know that that happened? So the whole evaluation, and here's the other thing I think it's going to do. It will drive down school. And then they're going to say, oh, I guess we need more money to do better education.
Which is how we got into this situation to begin with, by being enslaved to the federal government, needing the race to the top funds, which is why we had the promise to adopt this this national curriculum. I mean, call it whatever you want, but that's what it is.
Right.
And also this longitudinal data system, because we needed money. It just seems like all of this is funneling back into money. One of the remarks that was made at the meeting up in Harford County was, you know, you can't play this both ways. Either Maryland is number one in education 5 years in a row. I know that you, myself, people listening, understand the rhetoric behind that. But
yeah.
either that's going to be the story, that's going to be the accolade, or it's not. I mean, at some point, I think our elected leaders in Annapolis need to pick what the story is going to be.
Yeah, and the other aspect, I mean, I do look at this a little bit differently, since, you know, let's say you're a politician, you're an elected person, but I consider myself more a teacher anyway, because I still teach Sunday school and do things like that. But, you know, sometimes the politicians get in there and they think, we know how to do this. And it's like, no, not really.
Right,
you,
right.
You haven't been in the classroom on a regular basis. I mean, the whole concept of testing, I mean, when I was at Towson, we were taught how to do tests and how to evaluate them. And when I gave my students a test, I evaluated myself afterwards to, you know, which questions didn't they do well in? That's not their fault. That was my fault. You know, what did I not do to teach them whatever it was that they got wrong? If certain number, you know, if everybody got that wrong, that's the teacher knows, I have to change this somehow. That has nothing to do with this statewide testing. And, You know, back when I was a student, when I first started teaching, we had the Iowa skills, the test of basic skills, and that was just to be able to evaluate the child. You know, okay, they're doing well. This is not even about evaluating the child in a way.
No, it's not. And we can look, when it comes to the testing, states like New York, where they just had 50 principals craft a letter trying to explain why the testing has been such a failure. The undue pressure and stress that it's putting on kids, and at the end of the day, it's not accomplishing its primary objective.
No, and the teachers and the principals have those children for 180 days. Don't take days away for statewide testing, national testing, things like that. You do teaching, teach while they're there.
Well, so, sir, I mean, you're running for governor. Is this something that you're going to incorporate into your platform as you move forward?
Well, yeah, you know, everybody says, the answer is yes, and part of it is that, you know, a lot of politicians say education is my number one priority. I always tell people it's quality of life. It varies from people to people about what is their number one priority, and you have to be able to listen to people like that. But when it comes to education, if we want to improve it, we can improve it in many different ways, and many of those ways are so easy. That scheduling is easy. Just whole different things can be done. And so it is going to be an issue that will come out. And when you even look back, even when you mentioned earlier about the politicians, the Congress didn't even approve what Obama did to do this. You know, this was just the – so, wait a minute, do we not need Congress? We just let the, you know, the cabinet-level things come up and say this is our new policy and you have to do it. And they spent the money and Congress somehow had – so how did all that work?
Well, it was states, you know, we hear the rhetoric behind states voluntarily signed on to this. Well, they voluntarily signed on coming out of the 2008 financial crisis when they needed cash. I mean, you know, that's like saying if you're starving and you go steal a loaf of bread, well, I mean, you know, you did it voluntarily. Well, yeah, you don't want to starve.
and I could take that in a different direction. Say, yeah, you're starving, but they didn't give you food. They gave you something else. In other words, they didn't give you something that's actually going to help your education budget. They just gave you money. You know, that you could spend. So
this just really concerns me, sir, because I see a takeover of our national education system for, and I'm the last one to say, you know, a couple million here, a billion here. It's not that much money in the overall scheme of things. But when you look at the stimulus plan, was $1 trillion. All right.
Yes.
For 5% of that, for $5 billion, the federal government was basically able to put the infrastructure in place to take over the entire educational system in this country. Let me tell you, that's a steal. And then when you can double down with the longitudinal data system on this, we're going to be hearing sound later in the program from Maryland Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Lillian Lowry, dismisses that being a concern. But between the data mining and the state-run nationalized education for $5 billion, that's a steal.
Yeah, it was pretty much a steal.
Yeah. Well, but keep me up to date with what's going on. And if people want to learn more about you, how can they do that?
DavidCraig.com.
Thank
that's
you.
The easiest way.
Mr. Craig, Harford County Executive and Republican gubernatorial candidate. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and we will take your phone calls on the other side. I promise. Thanks for holding. 410-467-WBAL. Toll-free long distance, 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon is *WBAL. AT&T #WBAL. Email me, jmathis@WBAL.com. On Twitter now, Jimmy Mathis Show. Quick break.